my daily lesson, Master Course, as it comes in on email. And a few days ago, I was happy to see that the dancing with Shiva started over again. We were back in the first mandala, which is certainly a very powerful one, on self-realization, Paramatma Darshana Mandala. And I was thinking about that and how appropriate it is to start a book on Hindu philosophy with self-realization, and how much it is a part of our parampara. We're thinking of our Toronto trip, starting to plan for it. We're going to Toronto in April to be there for Yogaswami's Mahasamadhi. Gurudeva had hoped to go to Toronto on an inner search, so we wanted to follow through on his impetus to visit Toronto. And all of you here this morning have seen the beautiful commemorative issue of Anbu Neri, the big yellow one, with Gurudeva's picture on the cover, that was produced in Toronto, certainly showing a lot of respect and love for Gurudeva. It's produced there by the Saiva Siddhanta Manram. So we're going there to visit the Manram and the other society, the Siva Thondon Society of Canada. So I'm starting to get my talk ready, imagining myself sitting up there freezing to death. To take lots of socks and hats and shawls. So I was sitting thinking this morning, you know, what am I going to say? And thinking, well, I probably have to talk about knowing thyself, because that's certainly a strong theme in Yogaswami's teachings, in Gurudeva's teachings, and in Dancing with Shiva. It's one of the four Mahavakyam of Yogaswami. It's stated as Tanai Ari, know thyself. And it's also the first line of the first Nachintanai, Enayana Karivittan Yenko Gurunadan. My Gurunadan made me to know myself. So it's equivalent of Yogaswami's Dancing with Shiva there. His first line of his first Nachintanai is about knowing the self. So it stresses how much this is a core teaching of our Guru Parampara. And beyond our own Guru Parampara, it's common to many Hindu traditions. For example, we were in Sungaipatthani probably 4 or 5 years ago for a few extra days. So Thanabalan family had the challenge of keeping us busy, taking us here and there, seeing extra things. So we went to an ashram where a Swami was there who had been trained by Dayananda Sarasvati in the traditional Sanskritic Upanishad way. And he made the point, quoting his guru, that Hinduism is the only religion that starts out by talking about you. Know thyself. You know, other religions, they talk about God, they point up in the sky or point here or there. Talking about God, not talking about you. But Hinduism starts by talking about you, and then by going into you, you finally end up talking about God, because God, of course, is inside of you. So it's common to many Hindu philosophies that are monistic in one form or another, starting out by talking about ourself, know thyself. First sloka, who am I? Where did I come from? Rishis proclaim that we are not our body, mind, or emotions. We are divine souls on a wondrous journey. We came from God, live in God, and are evolving into oneness with God, we are in truth the truth we seek. So we could spend the rest of our lives studying that one sloka. We wouldn't need another sloka, right? There's really a lot in there. So starting out, just taking the first sentence, rishis proclaim that we are not our body, mind, or emotions. We are divine souls on a wondrous journey. So, of course, that's not what the modern world teaches, right? I don't turn on the television and hear that we are divine beings. No. We turn on the television, we watch movies, and they teach us we're our body and our emotions. That's us. How we look, how we feel, that's the sum total of us. That's natural. We go to school, we learn we are our intellect. We are valued by how well we think, by how well we can debate, how well we can outsmart others. We are the intellect. So there's lots of teachings about being the body, the emotions, and the intellect. No shortage of them in the modern world, and not enough really. Definitely a shortage of hearing about how we aren't these things. These are external things. We are something internal to that, our divine soul.